Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown. We're also over on 97.1 FM and, as always, streamed worldwide at newsdakota.com. Independent living advocate Beth DeWald from the Freedom Resource Center is joining us this afternoon on Let's Talk About It. Beth, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Beautiful sunny day.
The weekend is going to be gorgeous, I'm hearing. I'm looking forward to it. You know what else is fantastic to hear? You guys recently held your scams seminar.
Yes, getting smart on scams.
Getting smart on scams.
That was held yesterday.
Yeah.
And we had two wonderful presenters, Tanya from the Attorney General's office and Detective Dale Ackland from the Jamestown Police Department speak on this, and they had excellent handout material. I was amazed. We had 61 people attend.
That's amazing. It really is.
It was very amazing. And I'll tell you what, they were very attentive. And there was a lot of good questions that came out from the participants. And then one individual asked, okay, how many of you have received the phone call that your grandchild needs money, has been arrested, needs bail, whatever? Almost half the room raised their hand. They've all gotten those phone calls.
Oh.
And in some of the outcome of it, first of all, of course, people learned more.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an embarrassment if you did get scammed. Report it.
Yes.
We're all vulnerable to it. We're all at risk. But also from this education, there were a couple individuals that will hopefully be going into the law enforcement center today and talk to the police department and file a report because of scam that they just recently have had.
Wow.
And they thought they were doing the right thing.
Wow.
But then afterward had second thought.
That's amazing. I mean, just the information that's available through it, just really amazing. And I mean, we'll probably see it roll around next year, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Perfect.
They were very pleased with the turnout.
Well, so. I'm glad to hear that. Again, Beth DeWald, Freedom Resource Center. She is an independent living advocate with Freedom Resource Center. So she's here today. There are plenty of more events going on that you guys are hosting. This one sounds super interesting. A container gardening presentation.
And how appropriate for this time
it's
of year.
Rolling right into May. It's wonderful. Yes. This is coming up on May 11th.
May 11th. And Tara Heyer, who has volunteered on some projects with us before, she's a master gardener.
Oh,
and she and I were talking about this one day, and I said, you know, so many of the individuals that I work with live in apartments, and so they're limited as to what they could do or grow or plant, and that's what started this happening. And Tara, as a master gardener, is volunteering her time to do a class and to take into consideration those that can't get out and work in a yard or a garden or are limited with their mobility as to what they could do or within their living situation. So whether it's putting a container on a patio, a deck, putting it in a windowsill, we'll have an opportunity to learn and learn what's best for those plants. Some of us overwater, underwater.
I am guilty of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all human in that
sense. We're all human. And I'm really hoping to do some container gardening myself this summer too and get some veggies.
Wonderful.
I have a yard, but not a place for a garden really. Yeah. So.
And you know, we were talking too, Beth, earlier this month, I believe, that there's these things now that allow for container gardening that people can go and buy because this is becoming pretty popular.
Very popular. Yeah. Very popular. And you don't need to have a rototiller and sprinklers and all that kind of stuff.
You don't
stuff.
Have to get on your knees and dig whole through the
less,
weeds and oh my lot, gosh.
Whole lot less weeding to do. That's what my, as being a camper, you know, weeding on the weekend, not my forte.
No ma'am. So container gardening, the presentation from Tara Heyer, Master Gardener, on May 11th, 1:30 to 3:30. Looks like it's at the James River Senior Center. Pre-registration.
Yes, and I wrote this on mine when I sent yours out. I hadn't written this, but it is required.
Is required.
Because Tara is going to be providing some of the containers.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to be doing some plant and some seed. And we want people to be able to take something home with them. And if you do not call ahead, you aren't going to get a spot in the class.
Okay. Is there a deadline, Beth, that you'd like people to sign up
I would like it to be like that week before. Let's do that Monday.
Like that Monday before?
Warren, you haven't changed your calendar.
But we, hey, we have an electronic calendar. So the Monday before would be the 8th.
The 8th would be great.
Okay, perfect. May 8th.
That so, gives Tara enough time to plan.
May 8th, deadline.
Yeah. And so they need to give me a call at Freedom Resource Center office. And our phone number is 252-4693.
Okay.
They can also email me, and a couple individuals have been really good at emailing their RSVP to me, which I love.
Awesome.
And my email address is bethd@freedomrc.org.
Perfect. A couple of ways to get involved. Also, ask questions, too.
Ask questions, learn. And just the reminder, what does Freedom Resource Center do? We're an advocate for people with disabilities, all disabilities. All ages. It might be someone with a learning disability. It might be someone with a physical disability. It might be someone that just has questions. I don't know where to go for help. Who can I get to help me out? We're a resource in many capacities. Every day is a new day in my office.
And every time you've joined us and we've had time, you've shared fantastic stories of the people you've helped. And it's just really amazing. So Beth DeWald with Freedom Resource Center, again, joining us on Let's Talk Container Gardening on May 11th. Something coming up in Fargo, too, that we have some, I guess, local celebrities being recognized for.
We have some local celebrities. That's a great way to say it, Warren. On May 9th, Freedom Resource Center, we serve the southeast corner of North Dakota and into western Minnesota. We have 21 counties that we serve. And we do, in the spring of the year, a volunteer recognition. We also look at Advocates of the Year, Distinguished Businesses or Individuals of the Year. So we have numerous different categories. And nominated this year for the Volunteer of the Year award is our own local Laurel Haroldson. And Laurel has been a wonderful volunteer for Freedom Resource Center. She rides with me when we go to the Art of Freedom in the fall and then the volunteer recognition in the spring. She's always riding shotgun with me and then rolls up her sleeves and helps do setup. And our first year there at the Art of Freedom, she actually assisted with escorting an individual and explaining all the art projects to an individual that's blind.
Oh, awesome.
And having just a totally different view of the art because of that. And then she's also assisted with some of our volunteer activities here with our classes that we do. So just a wonderful support for our community and for Freedom Resource Center. And then the Distinguished Award goes to Nancy Coons with the Senior Citizen Center.
Really?
Nancy is the one that helps us coordinate the location for so many of our Freedom in Action classes, like the container gardening, like the Getting Smart on Scams, all the different classes that we do. They do such a wonderful job opening the doors for us. It's an accessible location.
Yeah.
They can go and have individuals can take a meal and get the bus to get over there. And Nancy just always has a smile on her face. Aww. And they welcome us with open arms, all the staff do. And so they were also selected as the Distinguished Award.
That's amazing.
And that was over, both of them were over other nominations.
Really? So in our service area. That's really
so
amazing.
That's pretty cool.
So if you see Nancy Coons or you see Laurel Haroldson, congratulate them because that's much well-deserved, it sounds like.
Absolutely. And last year we had an award winner too, and that was Richard Oven.
Yes.
He was the advocate of the year because Richard often calls in and gives me a heads up of something that's questionable, whether it's the marking for parking or other accessibility issues, and then I don't just go out and take care of it myself. I bring him along.
He knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing, and he has a voice.
Absolutely.
And so helping people advocate for themselves. So
perfect.
Very exciting to have this happening on May 9th.
I agree. So May 9th will be the awards in Fargo. Beth, anybody has questions on the awards, the container gardening, or Freedom Resource Center, you want to give your number and your contact info again?
Absolutely. My office phone number is 252-4693. Okay. Our email address is bethd@freedomrc.org. Okay. And we're physically located in the Jamestown Business Center on the second floor, suite 226.
Yep.
call before coming up because I'm in and out a lot. I'm here now.
Here you are, yeah.
I'm going to do a presentation to the Dakota Store volunteers on some projects that we're working on. And there's a lot of consumers that can't travel, so I have to meet them in their homes.
Perfect. So give her a call if you're going to do that. Ask her any questions. That's what they're there for. Beth DeWald is there. So Beth, we appreciate it. Thanks for joining
us. Thank you.